Angela McAllister says unemployment may be stressing people out so much that they're self-medicating with drugs and alcohol, and some are becoming addicts. McAllister is the interim director of the Wisconsin Association of Alcohol and Other Drug Abuse, or WAOTA. She says they're seeing a slight uptick in requests for services since 2008, but McAllister says some treatment centers are seeing fewer people.
Because a lot of people are losing their insurance coverage, so now they're going elsewhere, somewhere where they could get free service or a low-cost service.
Pat Ruda agrees. She's director of the nonprofit agency Cooley Council on Addictions in La Crosse.
Crisis calls and walk-in people seeking assistance was at least twice as much as what it was the year previous. And now in 2010, we're right on par for what we did last year. They're looking for inexpensive ways to get the help they need.
Michael Wapus is program manager of the UW Health Gateway Recovery Clinic in Madison. He says the number of people seeking treatment there dropped until about 2 months ago.
Typical volume is anywhere between 25 and 35 new patients a week. And during a really unusual slow period that lasted 7-8 months, we were probably seeing in the neighborhood of around 15.
Wapu says most of the people they serve are insured, but he says they aren't certain the slowdown was related to the economy. Meanwhile, Hope Haven Rebos United, another Madison treatment program, says their waiting list is the longest it's ever been for their four facilities. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.